Noong nakaraang taon, ang mga maliliit na negosyo ang isa sa pinakanakinabang sa pampederal na budget pagkatapos ang pagbabawas ng buwis sa company tax. Subalit sinabi ng ibang mga kumpanya, hindi ito sapat. Marami rin nagsasabi na sila ay umaasa na hindi gagalawin ng pamahalaan ang sistema ng superannuation at babawasan nito ang birokrasiya para sa kanila sa mga darating na budget. Narito ang ulat ni Ricardo Concalves na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Para sa maraming nagmamay-ari ng mga maliit na negosyo, tulad nina Anas Esmigna at Penny Saris, ang birokrasiya ang kanilang pangunahing pangamba sa anumang antas ng pamahalaan at kadalas ay hadlang na makapagsimula ng negosyo.
I remember the first visit to the council, I was going to change my mind because I came back with that many applications as well, and you have to do this, and that. And I didn't know which one first, which one comes before the other. Like, is it this certificate before or this one? Can I start tiling or I need the other certificate? So I was
and
so
also
confused.
The cost, you know, you don't expect all these, you know, council fees. Every time you went to the council, you know, there was like $500 or $600 and you're like, well, really? Like...
Sa kahuli-hulihan, nakapagsimula rin sila at naitayo ang kapihan na may temang gitnang silangan at ito ay Saaki Espresso sa Newcastle, New South Wales. Sa ngayon, si Anas Esmigna ay nagme-mentor sa mga migranteng masimulan ang kanilang negosyo.
The finance for the new arrivals, like they come here and it would be nice if there's a like finance, a different system of finance for them to start their small businesses. Some of them, they're looking for really small numbers. It's just to start probably in a market or something, to put a table there and sell something. But they sometimes it's a lack of finance, it puts them down.
Ang pinakapangunahing paksa noong budget ng nakaraang taon ay ang pagbawas ng antas ng buwis mula 30% sa 27.5% para sa mga maliliit na negosyo na may kita na hindi tataas sa $10 milyong. Ito ay pumasa sa Senado noon lamang nakaraang buwan. Ang antas na iyon ay bababa pa ng dahan-dahan sa mga susunod na taon at kung saan ang mga malalaki at katamtamang laking negosyo ang makikinabang bilang bahagi ng planong 10 taong buwis para sa mga kumpanya. Sinabi ni Brett Mitchell, isang tax partner sa KPMG Enterprise, mahigit 60% ng mga kliyente ng KPMG ay naniniwalang ang pagbabawas ay hindi makakatulong at hindi sapat.
It may be because they haven't seen the benefit as yet of those tax cuts coming through, dropping from 30% to 27.5%. It could be secondly because they're looking at the world stage and seeing Singapore at 17%, the UK at 19%, and Trump talking about the US going to 15%.
Ang sistema sa superannuation ay isa ring issue. Marami sa mga nagmamay-ari ng maliit na negosyo ay nahihirapan na sa pagbabagong tulad ng nakaraang pagbabawas sa kontribusyon sa before and after tax contributions. Si Martin Fay, punong tagapangasiwa ng Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, ay nanatiling tutor sa pag-access sa superannuation para sa deposito sa home loan. Subalit sinabi niya, nais niyang makita ang mga maliliit na adjustment mula sa Australian Taxation Office o ATO.
We're looking for some slight changes, primarily around the superannuation guarantee compliance. We'd like to see the ATO give an additional capability to help with loss super. We'd also see additional funding for enforcement and compliance around non-payment of SG. And in particular, we'd like to see superannuation contributions included in employment benefits for the purposes of insolvency situations. At the moment, if an employer doesn't pay your SG and they go into insolvency, then you rank quite far down in terms of the creditors. We'd like to see it set alongside wages.
Sinabi ng mga ilang nagmamay-ari ng maliit na negosyo, nais din nila na mas maipaabot sa kanila ang sistema ng mas maayos. Sinabi nila Anas Esmigna at Penny Saris, nais nilang i-update ang kanilang mga kagamitan. Salamat na lamang sa pagtaas ng mga instant asset write-off threshold.
For instance, when we heard that, we're not, like, I also think that maybe as a small business, you should get a letter explaining what this meant. Like, I didn't really understand at first, you know, what they meant. Like, because I think it's in
for the 10,000. Yeah, it took us a while to understand actually what it is, to be able to actually benefit from it. And we did benefit, but after we understood what it is.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.